This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In an epic time as open world government is being established and as scientific systems of divide and conquer are being used to distract and divert the public while this technological system of control goes into place. I'm simply here trying to warn people, because the more people that are awake and aware of what's happening, the better chance we have of turning this around. Let's go to your phone calls right now. The toll-free number to join us, first-time callers, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Bob in North Dakota, you're on the air worldwide.
Alex, love your show, man. Get the truth out, brother. Listen, I got to tell you something. I got to make a couple points here. You got to hear this. This is exactly what Obama promised in his 2008 campaign promise about we need a million-man civilian police force as well-equipped and as well-funded as the U.S. military. Together with that and the billions of rounds of ammunition they bought, together with the global destabilization of the economy, the one-world government that's coming, it's like the Antichrist, man, and the four blood moons that are coming, this is all signs. There are going to be some incredibly bad things that are going to happen in 2015, and people better get ready.
Well, there's no doubt that the people running Obama are trying to bring the country down, and I say it because it really happens. A police officer, I was out of the store today, walked over, who was a listener, started talking to me, and we're talking about the dead cops in New York and the destabilization, and how he was just talking about how, yeah, the folks on the force all know that it's a federal destabilization program. And I looked at him and I said, yeah, I get chills, and I had this big chill, and I just had another one. When I think about the people that are in control are really evil. It'd be like if we lived in Nazi Germany in 1935 before Hitler really started getting going. But you could feel the chill. Germans talked about it, that were aware. And I can feel the chill. Can you imagine if they're already doing this? What else is Obama going to pull the next 2 years when he's green-lighted by John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, and all these neocons to do heaven knows what?
We're in deep trouble, Alex. And, you know, on top of everything else, I just heard a couple of days ago that in the Wall Street Journal, maybe you can research and see, that the Obama administration is seeking to ban Christmas lights, and the comment period ends December 30th. Can you believe that? I mean, this is the most, you know, asked God to bless Planned Parenthood, and then turns around and it's just crazy what's going on, Alex. It's biblical, man.
That's because they have to train us that they can do absurd things. And then when they say jump, we say, how high? It is biblical. Since you mentioned it, here's that clip of Obama and his domestic security force, just as big and just as strong as the military. And that's Homeland Security now with their neighborhood community organizers that get federal funds who then go out and stir stuff up and spy on people. That's their HUMET, or human intelligence. Here it is.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Here's the message that's being sent. The border's been broken. The illegals have been legalized by fiat. Obama's operating as a dictator. Who in their right mind thinks that they're not going to try to totally take over in the next 2 years and that they're not going to drop the hammer and false flag and blame us for terror attacks? I mean, TV shows, movies, video games, they're priming the pump that the patriot is the person to look out for, because the patriot knows who the enemy is.
That's right. They're scared of the righteous, and they're scared of the freedom-loving Americans. And I tell you, Alex, God bless you. God bless your show. God bless all the patriotic, American-loving listeners. We've got to stand up, and we cannot let this go any further.
I agree. And I mean, here's the deal. We got to be peaceful about it, because that's what they're looking for is violence. We've got to be very aggressive in the info war. And people got to come to grips with how much trouble we're in. And I get it, folks. I've been mugged before and stuff like that. When somebody walks around a corner and pulls a gun or a knife out and says, give me your money, you don't believe it's happening. Well, it's like this. I mean, it really is happening. It's really happening.
For all aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
KLN, Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Some of the headlines on Infowars.com. Bush Clinton dynasty dominates presidential poll. We covered that last hour. Hillary gets 66% out of a wide field, and Jeb Bush is 23%. I really don't buy into that poll because the other polls don't show numbers like that. Shows Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, respectively, at the front of the lead. Indonesia verifies report on Air Asia plane's emergency landing. Air Asia flight from Indonesia to Singapore confirmed missing. North Korea not responsible for Sony Pictures hacking. U.S. cyber experts say, and the hackers have gone public, saying North Korea wasn't. Looks like a Sony stunt to me. Thousands of cops, and we have the video on Infowars.com, turned backs to Mayor de Blasio as he speaks at one of the funerals of the slain police officers executed. Ferguson protester posts ominous threat to police. New Year's Eve massacre, kill a pig night. And there's a video we played last hour of them saying deck the hall with dead police. I mean, this is just completely and totally transparent on every front. Regardless of what you think of some out-of-control police or bad police tactics that come from the federal government in most cases, it's an attempt to start civil unrest in the country and scapegoat one of the most visible groups in government. They know that Congress has a 7% approval rating. They know that 80-something percent of Americans on average are against Obamacare now. They know you're awake to the screw jobs. So they want to scapegoat the lowly enforcer. At least the police have to go out in traffic and write the tickets and raise the money, even though I can't stand it and know it's, in most cases, a bunch of garbage. At least they have to go to the civil unrest. At least they have to go to the domestic disputes that are so dangerous. At least they're out there in the real world compared to these bureaucrats that work for foreign banks that are screwing everyone over. Again, I don't lionize the police. I don't romanticize it. But having a war with them is exactly what the social engineers want. They don't care if citizens get killed and cops get killed. They love it. How about we kill bad ideas like the private Federal Reserve? or Obamacare. How about we kill Obamacare? Legal and lawful. Repeal it. That should be what people are marching in the streets about. That giant screw job written by foreign offshore companies to raise taxes on poor people and double and triple prices. How about we repeal gun control in Chicago and New York and D.C., where it's been repealed for 5 years? In fact, I saw an article on Town Hall where tens of thousands marched. First it was 1,000, then tens of thousands marched with their guns openly in D.C. A huge event. Print that for me. I forgot to cover it. That's what we're looking for there. The open exercise of rights, not gangster rap openly funded by the Justice Department. This is in the news today, 1 week before these cops got killed, glorifying killing New York police. That's a way to destroy any opposition. We need well-spoken, constitutionally based opposition to the globalization of our police and them being taken over. But if we can be tricked into fighting them, they will then run to the globalist and the New World Order wins. I mean, this is such a simple equation. J.T. Coyote, I believe that's who it is, calling from Colorado. I hadn't called in a while. An occasional writer from Infowars.com and shooting magazines. Is that you, J.T.?
It is me, my friend.
J.T. Coyote? Okay, what's your take on all this?
The whole divide and conquer thing happening with the Ferguson riots and now this this video barrage, this music video barrage that's coming out. It's everywhere on YouTube.
Yeah, there are hundreds of videos that I've seen in the last few months by the big giant mega hip-hop systems that are openly run by the globalists now going into pure cop killer mode.
Well, I don't think that they're going to succeed with it because there are more and more people who are hearing what you have to say. And I think what folks need to do in their local communities, small towns, medium-sized towns, cities, is they need to realize that most of the people in government, whether it be town councils, city councils, governors, whatever, or their underlings, and the cops, they're brainwashed by the mainstream media.
That's it. They're compartmentalized and they're ignorant.
Exactly, and we need to wake them up. Need to wake them up with just, you know, walk up to them and put your hand on their shoulder and say, you know, I think you might be wrong on this point, and here's why.
Well, you're certainly not going to win an argument shooting him in the head for no reason. And I mean, listen, it's clear. The Justice Department is lighting this fire. The same people that shipped tens of thousands of guns into Mexico to destabilize that country and blame the Second Amendment, this is a false flag, period. And it's not just me, JT. It's you. It's many others. It's common sense. People can see what's going on. Do you think they'll be successful kicking this off? Because they are in full press right now.
Well, they're pushing hard, and it's kind of like that infamous Hail Mary. I don't think it's going to work. Too many people are awake. Also, Alex, tell Rob, tell Dew that we got snow up here from heaven, and get his board out and get his butt up here.
Well, I hear you. You know, Al Gore says that the more snow is the proof of global warming. So just pay his carbon taxes and everything will be all right. Let's talk to Kevin. Kevin, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Calling about Sandy Hook. Basically, my take on it is I live about 50 miles from Newtown, and the whole thing is pretty much the next step in reality TV, because with other false flags like 9/11 or Oklahoma City or the Boston bombing, at least something happened. With Sandy Hook, there's no there. You've got a bunch of people walking around a parking lot. It's pretty much what it comes down to. And none of the
evidence. No, I've had the investigators on. I've had the state police have gone public, you name it. The whole thing is a giant hoax. And the problem is, how do you deal with a total hoax? I mean, just how do you even convince the public something's a total hoax?
Very hard, because, you know, anytime I talk about this issue with people, you know, you get criticized, blackballed, ridiculed, called every name in the book, or they respond with the magic words they were saying on TV. There's no statement more proof positive of somebody who's been brainwashed by that stuff, mainstream media, than those words they were saying on TV. Well, I always tell people the same thing. Go out and prove the official story. And I knew the millisecond this happened with that now fake picture of the kids being let out of the school, that there's nothing that's going to sell this agenda like dead elementary school kids.
Well, that's right. The general public doesn't know the school was actually closed the year before. They don't know they've shielded all, demolished the building. They don't know that they had the kids going in circles in and out of the building as a photo op. Blue screen, green screens they got caught using. I mean, the whole thing. But remember, this is the same White House that's been caught running the fake bin Laden raid that's come out and been faked. It's the same White House that got caught running all these other fake events over and over again. And it's the same White House that says, I never said that you could keep your doctor, when he did say you could keep your doctor. People just instinctively know that there's a lot of fraud going on. But it took me about a year with Sandy Hook to come to grips with the fact that the whole thing was fake. I mean, even I couldn't believe it. I knew they jumped on it, used the crisis, hyped it up. But then I did deep research, and my gosh, it just pretty much didn't happen. Unbelievable. Stay with us.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation. The exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations.
That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Nobody rides for free. Nobody rides for free. You don't live in a free country for free, folks. You gotta stand up for it. A lot of powerful foreign interests will eat your lunch. They taught you it was a conspiracy theory to be informed and involved. Well, now you see the conspiracy come true. People accept now we're going under global government. They accept false flags. They accept that we're being lied to, but does this broadcast just become passe then and we just accept that we're slaves? No, we've got to stand up against this tyranny. We've got to warn others. We've got to say no. I want to go to James. We've got like 20 phone callers here. We're going to get to everybody. Kevin in Michigan, you're up after James. Kevin, then Bubba, Francis, there's so many. But first off, James, a first-time caller in Kansas. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to say I've been listening to you for a long time, and I love your message. Keep you going, man. You're doing a great job. And I just heard through grapevine, you know, because information now is lightning speed now because we have the information info war. And I just heard this. I don't know if it's true or not, but I've heard that false flags are coming in 2015. And the way they're going to get the race wars really stirred up is they're going to target athletes and superstars because they pretty much have been using them to pass their messages to us for years and years and years. So they're going to target them, and then the police are going to, in turn, protect them people. And then that's how they're going to try and kick off that race war. And then simultaneously, they're going to set off bombs in different cities to really blame it on Russia, different countries, stuff like that, and just get it all going at one time. I mean, they're grasping for straws right now.
Well, I don't know who told you this, but look, it is a false flag to have the media take a few cases and hype it up and then project it on all police to try to create a fight between the people and the police when the feds want to then swoop in with a takeover. So that's a false flag. Fast and Furious, that's a false flag. So many of these operations are staged events. Some of them are real. They just then capitalize on it. But you can see the preparation for big things to happen in 2015. That's absolutely true, and I agree with you. I appreciate your call. That's why we've just got to keep promoting basic due process, Bill of Rights, Constitution, you name it, as the answer. We need to bring back what made this country great, not go down the road of abandoning our republic. But what's being sold on the back of all this destabilization is, accept the future. The Bill of Rights and Constitution's old. No, it's not. Not having private property, not having due process, being a slave of a centralized government is what happened in every other nation throughout history. We were one of the first and only countries to have the idea of due process. So everybody wanted to come here. So our republic, 240 years old, is the newest and the best and has worked the best. And it's the tyrants that then attack that. Kevin in Michigan, first time caller as well. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to say that the violence has got to stop.
100%. You know, we need to wake up. I'm awake. I see through it. As far as the police go, I've got a buddy who is a police or was a police officer that for most of his career, I mean, 100% solid guy. You know, there's so many stories that I've been told. I mean, the guy is 100% solid. I stand behind the police. There's good people and bad people out there in every walks of culture, and we just need to be aware of that issue.
I hear you, brother. Good to hear from you. Again, it's a paradox. What the globalists are trying to do to the police is horrible, it's totalitarian, and is an attempted takeover. Obviously, any corrupt takeover of a government tries to then take control of the police. Duh. They're trying to focus them on gun owners, veterans, libertarians, conservatives, anybody that forms opposition to this progressive globalist takeover. So, in the final equation, it's the fact that the Justice Department is hyping all this, you know it's bad. But then separately, what does shooting two cops in the head do if the police choke some guy to death, you know, who's selling cigarettes illegally? I mean, even if you can say they were in the wrong, and it looks pretty darn bad, why is the media hyping it up and projecting it on police in general when they know the training the police have been given is leading to more deaths, and then they point at the police they've trained to be like this and then say it's their fault? What I'm getting at is this. It is a cop-out to look at police who are the representation of the government that is there and then to say it's all their fault when above them is the power structure, most of it offshore, that is screwing us seven ways to Sunday. That's what they want a war with the police to distract from, I know this is simple, but I'm saying it again, from all of the other things that are happening, like open borders and Obama becoming a dictator and Obamacare with 20-something new taxes, seven of them on poor people, doubling, tripling prices, death panels for veterans where a 25-year-old veteran can't get surgery for cancer. They're on a secret death list. I mean, I want to hold people responsible for that. That's premeditated murdering our veterans. When CPS in New York got caught taking little kids, mainly black kids, and testing drugs and pesticides on them till they died, I made a huge issue out of that. And it was CPS workers that blew the whistle on that. And quite frankly, if the mother of one of those kids went and did something to people that did it, I'd say, well, I'm sorry, don't indict her. It's a crime of passion. They killed, you know, her son. Seven-year-old kid they poisoned to death. I've talked about it a lot here. Just one example. But if you're going to do a crime of passion, you got to go after who actually did it. Walk in, catch your wife in bed with somebody, you know. You're going to get no build, folks, if it's not premeditated because you were angry. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but it's evil for the Ku Klux Klan to randomly find some black guy walking down the street in East Texas and to pull over and drag him until he dies. And then about 2 years later, some black guys found an old white man and drug him to death. The media hardly covered that. Well, that black man and that white man's death were just as equally as bad. And they were both killed because of their color of their skin. Well, you don't kill cops because they're wearing a blue uniform. I mean, this is really simple. And I was shocked by some of my own audience criticizing me on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the comment sections for going, hey, man, I'm not black, you know, making it a racial issue. But, you know, there are a lot of out-of-control cops. You know, I don't know what your deal is. You know, the cops need to watch it. Well, let me tell you how to win friends and influence people. It's not shooting innocent people in the head. And let me tell you, bad cops out there are giving cops a bad name. They need to root them out as well. You see these videos of cops shooting some homeless person or whatever, beating their brains out. It's horrible. But that's not the whole world. That's not the only issue. They're just making it a distractionary issue. In fact, I saw some of the Dallas Cowboys versus the Redskins today. There was like fights every 2 minutes, it seemed. And it was super entertaining. But still, it's a diversion from the real world. It's the same thing with this, you know, fix the world, shoot a cop in the head. I mean, that's what's being promoted by Democrats.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com. We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I'm up here in space, looking down on you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. I'm not a revolutionary. I'm a restorationist. I want to restore the republic. What made this country destination number one worldwide. Now we lead the world in autism and diabetes and cancer and obesity and infertility. because we're under a globalist eugenics model. And the only way the social engineers can win is playing us off against each other. I'll be back tomorrow with a weekday show, and I'm going to get into a whole bunch of other issues on the economy in 2015, what the big threats are, what the big stories are. Obviously, it's Obamacare not being repealed. It's continued devaluation of currencies worldwide. It's food prices increasing. It's all these new regulations. Carbon taxes going in outside of law. Think about how epic that is. I mean, I would say 15 years ago on air that presidents are becoming dictatorial. People are like, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Now it's like, well, the president does operate on his own and does whatever he wants. Is that okay? Oh, yeah. And I dread if they elect a Jeb Bush or a Chris Christie, they'll be like Obama light. And they'll act as dictators with banker bailouts and derivative scams and gun control. And conservatives will defend them so much, they'll go, shut up, Jones. George W. Bush isn't for the assault weapons ban. And then I play clips of him endorsing it. I had people at gun shops and on the street and emails when Bush was president. They were about to pass it going, man, I don't like you lying about our president. But let me tell you, things have changed. The average conservative out there really gets it now and understands how much trouble we're in. And John Boehner and Mitch McConnell and the rest of them aren't going to get away with it. All the numbers show it. Not repealing Obamacare, not prosecuting Fast and Furious, not investigating Benghazi Gate, not stopping Obama's executive power grab, or the open borders. Federal judge just ruled, give the illegals IDs nationwide. You can get here. Here's an ID. One time in a move, I lost my birth certificate and stuff, and then later I lost my ID, and it took me a year of hell to get an ID. It's about 8 years ago. Not illegal. You just consular matricula from Mexico, which they'll issue five of them to you a day. They've done studies. The Republicans in Colorado a few years ago did a study. They got five in one day. Well, the leader of the Senate went in and got five in one day. Under different names. And then you get five different IDs with that same. I mean, it's a joke. But then, oh, I pull up to a police checkpoint that's federally funded. I pulled up checkpoints repeatedly. I videotaped it. And I go, let me guess, this is a federal grant. Yes, it is. License and registration. I look in the car and I go, you know, this is unconstitutional and they just want to get you conditioned to this. Whatever. We're just trying to. Can you see the highway backed up 2 miles? Just give me the information. Now, do I blame the person doing that? Yeah, I do. About 10% of it. But I blame 90% that it's federal and it's unconstitutional. See, right there's the microcosm. I could go to Bilderberg in England or Bilderberg in D.C. or Bilderberg in other parts of Europe, Switzerland, Denmark. We've covered it everywhere. Where the global leader meeting in secret. We couldn't get them to admit it existed 10 years ago. Now it's all over the news. Oh, yeah, global government secretly meeting. Yeah, it's true. I got to England, and the police, including federal, and they weren't putting on an act. They just loved me. And they're like, oh, yeah, we hate who's in there. Yeah, we know they're the ones that shipped all our jobs to India and China. Yeah, huh, yeah. Uh-huh. And by the way, why aren't you staying at a local bed and breakfast or a local hotel, right stand at a chain hotel, Alex. We're actually trying to keep our economy going here, only shopping locally. And they gave us incredible intel the whole time we were there. Because I didn't show up and go, I want to kill you, pig! Oh, yeah. You know, it's the same thing. That's why the globalists want us against them. Because the police are in the same boat as we are, and if we ever start telling them that, they already know that. It's game over, folks. It's like V for Vendetta when they're marching on the Capitol and the military's pointing the guns and they decide not to. That happened in Romania with Ceausescu. It's happened everywhere. That's what we want. We don't want them to stir us up into a fight that once it starts, then we're like two mindless pit bulls killing each other. We're not pit bulls. We're humans. We're smart enough to figure this out. I want to go to Bubba, Francis, Corey, Mark, Joshua, Don, Chris, David, Thomas, and others. I want to bam, 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 get to all of them before this transmission ends. But the reason I'm harping on this revolution situation is they want to create a false one that doesn't have legs. You think a revolution about shooting innocent cops has got legs to take America back? Hell no. And it comes right out of the Democratic Party. And it freaks me out to know a lot of Democrats that aren't bad people, that are just Democrats because they were brought up Democrats. Democratic Party didn't used to be this bad. I mean, what a creepy, scary organization that it's involved hyping this. And the Republican leadership sits there with their thumbs. Well, you know where their thumbs are. Doing absolutely nothing but greasing the skids. So my show's gone from being radical to being basically passe. Everybody knows the score now. If they can think, what are you going to do about it peacefully? Because the ball's in your court, folks. I've laid it out. You know the facts. You've seen it for yourself. What are we going to do? Briefly, we support the broadcast selling the highest quality. We've searched the world for the purest, highest quality organic nutraceuticals, whether it's the X2 Nation Iodine or the Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver or the Super Male Vitality that blocks the estrogen mimickers or the Super Female Vitality that does the same thing, but for women. All the Oxy Powder. This is a product at InfoWarsLife.com, licensed out of Global Healing Center. We sell it for the lowest price. We do it once a month, a six-day cleanse, time-release oxygen in the upper and lower intestine. You take 5-6 of these pills at night, and it's unbelievable. Nothing will flush you out like this. It is undoubtedly the best gut cleanser out there. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And your purchase supports the transmission. Let's jam in a call now before we go to break here. Francis in New York. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm just trying to stop a civil war as best I can. One little voice.
I hear you. All right, listen, I have a really good question to ask you. Basically, in my opinion, America has been a false democracy. And please let me explain why. Even though our founding fathers gave us a Bill of Rights and Constitution, but unfortunately, America has always had a special place for the New World Order. They've actually controlled our money supply. They've actually given us eugenics. Basically, you know, the American Industrial Complex. All this stuff is basically to destroy America, basically, even though we were prosperous at one point.
It's very complex, but yes, there was an Illuminati line, a Masonic line, and a Christian line that founded America. I could write 10 books on the subject. It's so detailed and complex. But the Renaissance moved to North America. And so a lot of good was in it, but also a lot of bad people trying to claim they were part of the Renaissance. And the Illuminati tried to hijack Masonry and Christianity. George Washington wrote scores of letters that are online at the Library of Congress. You can read them. Warning of this. It sounds like Alex Jones. I mean, it's incredible. Go read George Washington's letters. It's like you're listening to this radio show. Like, we ought to narrate some of them and play them on air. That's a good idea. And so, yes, I get what you're saying. Because wherever the wealth and power and freedom is, so is the evil going to be there trying to surf on that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, just remember this. When Adam Weishaupt was actually ousted by the Bavarian government, Thomas Jefferson actually defended him, believe it or not.
I know.
That's a fact.
I know. For a while, Jefferson was involved in the Illuminati. It's true. But he was being, the Illuminati would try to recruit, if you read their letters, the most good, the most virtuous. That's how they got good people to join them, was illumination. They didn't know it was evil. We know it's evil hundreds of years later. It was George Washington that exposed it. They were trying to take everything over. I hear you. Very important call. We should do special reports on things like that. I mean, the Illuminati was founded in 1776 as well. But it was founded right after our revolution launched to hijack it. We'll be back. Stay with us.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using Super Oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their body
bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-less sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
And Santa Claus is real.
You're listening
to the Alex Jones Show.
Do I need to even say that Obama's a liar with that statement? Come on, folks. Let's go to as many calls as possible here. Mark in North Carolina, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? I just want to point out something about two very good cops. Okay.
Do me a favor. Your phone's having some problems. Talk right into the receiver.
Okay. Two very good cops. One is named Donald Browning, a canine cop, responded to Oklahoma City. Sort of funny business. Had himself, and he's also a Vietnam veteran, threatened by the FBI, him and his family. The other was Sergeant Terrence Yakey, who was murdered and tortured by the FBI because he was about to blow the whistle on what they had pulled in Oklahoma.
Well, that's
City.
Right. Good so cops get persecuted a lot by the feds and the globalists. Those are, I've interviewed Don Browning on the broadcast, and yeah, they saw the bombs in the buildings at Oklahoma City. They saw it all, the little Clinton operation, and they killed the cop of the year, Terrence Yakey, black cop, drug a bunch of folks out of the building. He wouldn't shut up. I've interviewed his mother. I've interviewed his wife. I mean, these are some groundbreaking interviews we've done, and you're absolutely right. Again, these are human beings, and they deserve the same due process that we deserve, but not even defending police. It's clear the Justice Department is trying to start a war. Do you disagree with that?
Absolutely not. Who was in charge at the time? Eric
Holder was the Deputy
Eric
Attorney
Holder.
General.
Exactly.
And in
exactly.
lawsuits that came out, he covered up Oklahoma City.
When are you going to have Browning on again? That'd be great if you could have him on again on your show.
Yeah, we should get Don Browning back on and the other police that were there. I mean, we have the hotel receipts. We know the names of the agents, ATF, FBI, and German intelligence that ran Oklahoma City. It's a lot of death threats happen. A lot of stuff happens when we cover this. I mean, that people do not like it, obviously, for a lot of reasons. But, I mean, look at Fast and Furious. I mean, it's just these people are horrible. I mean, it's that simple. And it's not fun going up against them. I'm not macho. I'm not looking for trouble. But they blew up that daycare center. They did that to blame the Liberty Movement. They're going to do it again, and they're trying to start a race war. My heavens, we've got to stop it. Great points, Mark. Let's talk to Bubba in Virginia. Bubba, thanks for holding.
Alex, there's 2 points I'd like to bring up real quick, and then I'll bail out of here. The first thing is I saw an article on Breitbart about how they're going to, because the illegals don't report back, so now they're going to start using GPS to track them so they'll come back to court. I see that as a precursor to the future RFID implementation to everybody. The second thing I'd like to bring out is the dichotomy of how things have changed, you know, slowly but surely, the frog cooking technique. Because back during the Second World War, they basically would demill a lot of the stuff. And I know my grandpa and my uncles, everybody, they would use half tracks instead of using a tractor. And so why nowadays aren't they selling this stuff back to the public, too? I mean, they're supposedly, you know, so much debt and everything else, not that it matters.
Well, going back, Obama 7 years ago stopped the sale of Army surplus. In fact, I know a lot of folks out in the country that had half tracks and things after World War II, Korea, Vietnam, you name it, that they would use as tractors and things. And there's a big resale market for armored vehicles. Tens of thousands of armored cars get sold now for rich people and feds that are privately buying them. Quite frankly, as society degenerates, it's here's the deal. If the police said they wanted armored vehicles for the occasional bank robbery or hostage, I'd be like, okay, have an armored vehicle. But it's admittedly in all these video training seminars for the veterans and gun owners, they believe this war is coming with us. Well, yeah, if you try to confiscate the guns and come after us, but since they can't get the Patriots to start a war with the police, they're going to try to get all the gangbangers to do it. Great points. Appreciate your call, Bubba. Let's talk to Joshua in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call, man. I just want to make a quick point. I agree with what you said earlier about if we just go around offing police officers in the street, you know, they're just going to turn right into the arms of the New World Order, and that's bad.
Well, that's also called cold-blooded murder of some random innocent person. I mean, it's going to turn the police into death squads doing that back to us. I mean, this is insane.
Right. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, they're American citizens just like we are. You know, they've got the same rights we do, and they're afforded the same opportunities. Secondly, as a former military police officer, I served 4 years in the Navy as an MA. I've seen both sides of the law enforcement and the civilian side, and I think I have a little bit of a unique perspective on both sides of it.
Well, tell us about it.
The first duty station I went to was Diego Garcia. And I agree with you about the flights that are coming up missing and things like that. Diego Garcia is home of the 8th largest landing strip in the world. It was used for for a backup site for the NASA shuttle missions. So it really wouldn't surprise me if those planes are ending up there. There's a lot of top secret stuff that goes on. There's a lot of special forces rolling in and out of that place. But I, like I said, I think this whole thing being blown out of proportion, I think it's the way to start a civil war, and I don't agree with it, and I want it to stop, you know. At the end of the day, you know, going out and killing cops and all this other stuff is not a solution to anything. It's not.
Well, I mean, plus, look at the scum that's killing these cops. They're all on welfare. You kill their girlfriends, and then people are calling them heroes. I mean, here's the deal. It's easy to get mad because I've had cops do things to me that are wrong over the years. I grew up seeing corrupt police, but I'm not stupid enough to then project that onto the average police officer, some of which are my friends. But when you look at the Justice Department trying to hype this up, it really scares me because it shows they'll do anything. This is so transparent.
It's pretty terrifying, to be honest with you. Like I said, I hope we all collectively pull our head out of the sand and wake up and realize what's going on, because the only thing that's going to save this nation and this world, for that matter, is repenting and getting on our knees and begging forgiveness, because unless we collectively do that as a planet and as a country, this isn't going to stop.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. I know this. If libertarians or conservatives talked about killing cops, we'd be arrested. Why is this allowed? Clearly people planning criminal activity all over the internet and nothing's done. And I'll tell you, because when they're done starting a civil war, they're going to censor everybody. And they're going to censor protected speech next.
Well, the second point I'd like to make was this. As you know, part of my job, I would stand gate guard, and I would control who came in and out, had access to the base. And if I were to just open up the floodgates and let whoever wanted to come in just come in, and God forbid something happened to them, like they plant an IED in a car and blow up a strategic military target or blow up base housing or something like that. I would have been brought up on charges of treason, sedition, aiding and abetting the enemy, Article 34, dereliction of duty, all kinds of stuff. Now, my question is, since Obama's opening up the borders, why isn't he answering for any of this? Because people have already been killed on his watch by illegal immigrants, felons that he's released.
They're killed every hour. I mean, there's an illegal alien crime wave because the criminals of Latin America and the world are pouring in because they can get new identities here. And exactly. It is over the top. And so
my question is,
yep, go ahead.
He isn't answering for it. Why hasn't anything been done? Why hasn't the Joint Chiefs of Staff done anything? Why hasn't Congress done anything? I mean,
because they're scared and they're blackmailed. I appreciate your call. Great caller, great points. It's because so much has been gotten away with, the sky's not a limit. And so I asked the question, we'll talk about it more tomorrow on the weekday show, 11 to 2 Central. If they've gotten away with this, what's next? It's just there's no end. Let's go to Don in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Don, you're on the air. We're almost out of time. Sorry, the other callers.
Thank you, Alex. I apologize first for not listening to you through the years. I was a original signer of the Restore America plan. Then the Operation America Spring. So I've come to conclude that we got to do it on a local level. And a couple of things you may not know. Some of your brothers in Texas, ham radio operators, have begun to take this router and create a mesh network. Community-wide.
I am aware of them creating local media. That's very important. Everybody just needs to do what they can do. There's tens of millions of patriots. We can change it. Thank you. I'm sorry I'm out of time. Thanks for calling in, folks. Great job of the crew on this live Sunday edition. As I said, the news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can download the free iPhone and Android apps there at InfoWars.com, the Listen tab. Just warn everybody. Raise the alarm. Tyranny is out of control.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.